Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Take Back Your Health Radio. This is Robin Shirley, and I will be your host today, as in every episode in the past. And I am talking about three quick ways to make healthy eating easier. This time of year, it's always a helpful thing to have tricks up your sleeve on how to stay healthy and not put on the weight and make sure that you're feeling well through all the activity and family events. So I am going to talk about that in just a few minutes. I wanted to welcome everyone back to Take Back Your Health Radio after the Thanksgiving break. I spent some time with family and I was away from home and I had a lot of fun and it was great to see everyone, but I, unlike years past when I've been very strict with my diet, this year I let myself eat kind of whatever I wanted, and it was, well, I ate pie, I ate pecan pie, and I ate pumpkin pie, and I ate vanilla ice cream, which I haven't done in many years, and I felt okay, but I definitely started to feel some symptoms of, you know, fatigue and maybe some headaches coming in and some joint pain coming back. So anyways, this week I'm getting back to eating in my regular way and sleeping on my regular schedule and working my regular schedule. And if you listen to me a lot, you know that I love my schedule and my routine. So everything is starting to feel a little bit better. And today's topic, three quick ways to make healthy eating easier, it has very much to do with routine and planning ahead. So I always recommend when you're thinking about how you can be healthier and how you can achieve your health goals, whether they be healthy financial goals or healthy physical goals or healthy mental goals or emotional goals or family relationship goals or career or education goals, whatever healthy goals you have to make your life happier and healthier and better and more enjoyable, it takes planning and strategizing and dedication and consistent effort, which no one likes to hear. And but the reality is that if you want those things in your life, if you want those goals, then you do have to put in the time and effort and planning. So that's what Take Back Your Health here is here to do for you and to help you with and guide you through. And today is all about eating. And so I'm going to kind of jump right in, I suppose. And I do want to remind everyone on our blog, which is at clubtbyh.com. That's www.clubtbyh.com. It stands for Club Take Back Your Health. That's where we blog every three times a week, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturdays. And we've got several Take Back Your Health experts on there sharing insights into the healthy lifestyle and the Take Back Your Health lifestyle in particular. So that's where you can get information and resources in between each radio episode. And we also got some stuff up on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/TBYH Conference, which stands for Take Back Your Health Conference. That's facebook.com/TBYH Conference. So stay in touch with us there and learn more there. Those are your resources and information on the Take Back Your Health lifestyle. All right. So this week, I'm getting back into my eating routine. And there are three things that I do that make healthy eating very simple. And over the last 15 or so years, this is the way that I've developed of kind of going about my eating and my food purchasing and cooking and eating. First of all, why is eating well so important to me, and why should it be important to you? obviously you're listening to this phone call because you want to eat healthy, so I don't need to convince you. But I just want to point out that what you eat affects your physical, mental, and emotional performance. And your physical, mental, and emotional performance affect your relationships, your career, your financial health, your physical health, your education, your spirituality. It affects everything in your life is affected by emotional, physical, and mental health. So if your food is what determines your physical, mental, and emotional health, then you want to make sure that you're eating properly. Obviously, movement, physical activity, and other things affect your health in different ways, but food does have a significant impact. And so if you may not have specific physical health goals, but if you have any goals at all in career or relationships or finances or education, then you want to be sure that you're eating well. And a lot of people say, I don't have time to eat well because I'm focusing on my career. But back to what I said a second ago, if you want to excel in your career, eating well will help you with that and make it a lot easier. So I'm going to hopefully give you three tips here that are going to help you see how eating well doesn't have to take a lot of time. And I'm going to begin with the first tip, which is to keep it simple, which means to, instead of feeling like you have to cook a new recipe, try a new recipe each night at dinner, or cook a whole meal, or impress yourself or someone else with what you've made, or even use or make fancy food or complicated combinations. Keeping it simple means to eat fruits, vegetables, protein, nuts, seeds, and liquids, healthy liquids and healthy fats, and to not put too much extra sauce or flavorings or things in there that are going to have additives and preservatives and chemicals and bog you down, but also to not do these elaborate recipes with 15, 20 ingredients. So keeping it simple would mean foods like steamed vegetables and grilled meats or meat alternatives or whole grains that have been steamed with a little bit of olive oil and sea salt and lemon juice. Or you would have fresh fruit with nuts and seeds, or you would have a smoothie with just a few fruit, vegetable, and nut milk or some sort of creamy addition to make it smooth, and maybe ice or water, and then that's it. So we're talking about foods. Clean eating is another term for it, perhaps, where you are just eating real foods, not a lot of additives, chemicals, flavors. And you can still make food very flavorful by adding things like tamari, which is wheat-free soy sauce. You can add lemon juice, citrus juice of any kind, sea salt. You can add herbs and spices, thyme, sage, cumin, rosemary, red chili, pepper flakes, garlic, mustard powder, and then I use cinnamon and vanilla extract and nutmeg for sweet things, and eat lots of vegetables, lots of fruit, and if you're not a vegetarian, then have organic or grass-fed chicken, turkey, lamb, beef, fish, seafood, and nuts and seeds, whole grains that have been prepared properly, soaked, sprouted. It may sound complicated because I'm listing all these things, but in reality, my meals are so simple that it's something like I'll steam broccoli and I'll put a jar of tomato sauce on. While the broccoli is steaming, I'll put a jar of tomato sauce in a pot. I'll heat it up and I'll put ground lamb or ground bison or ground beef into the pot with the tomato sauce. And then I'll add herbs de Provence or sage or thyme, whatever, or rosemary. And I'll bring it to a simmer, cook the meat, and then once the broccoli's done, I'll take it out, put it in a bowl, and then I'll put this tomato sauce with ground meat on it and add some salt if I need it. So it's basically three ingredients. I know the pasta sauce has a few extra, but it's basically meat, tomato sauce with some herbs, and broccoli. And it's really flavorful. and it's really simple and it's really easy to make, and that takes 10, 15 minutes to prepare, and I eat that a lot. Sometimes I do just variations with different kinds of meat or different vegetables. And then I also do this thing where I cook a pot of soup on Sundays, either for lunch or dinner. So I do a lot of simple dishes like that, where it's just vegetable, protein, and some sort of flavor or sauce or something. And then I do soups. Another way to keep it simple is salads and smoothies. And then another thing to do if you like the crock pot is to just put pasta sauce, or I mean tomato sauce, or some other like broth and herb combination in with chicken or fish or meat, and then some vegetables. And that's a really simple thing to do as well. So all of these things that I'm talking about are just clean eating and very minimal ingredients, and it's not huge. You know, if you love to cook, that's wonderful, and if you have time to cook, that's wonderful. But if you're short on time and you want to eat healthier, then keeping it simple and eating clean is a very good tip to keep in mind when you're thinking about what to eat each week. Okay, so that was tip number one, which is to keep it simple. Tip number two is to plan ahead of time. So planning ahead of time doesn't have to mean sitting down for an hour every week and meal planning and writing out your shopping list and all that. That doesn't have to be it at all. Planning ahead could be done. It just means that you, in your head, you think, okay, for breakfast this week, I want to do smoothies every day. And then for lunch, I know I'm going to go out to eat twice, so that means I need three salads maybe for the other days. And then in the evenings, you know, I'm going to be home with my significant other, and I know he likes to cook one or two meals, and then maybe I'll do, the others, and I can, maybe I'll make a soup on Sunday for that, and I'll pick up some sushi from the restaurant next door the other day. So, and then you could just jot it down, stick it on your fridge to remind you, or jot it down somewhere that you can, you know, take the paper or put it in your phone and take it to the grocery store with you, and go to the grocery store once a week. So maybe it takes you 15 minutes to think in your head what you're going to do, and then it takes you 30 minutes to shop for it. And you would shop for some fruits and veggies for your smoothie. You would shop for some lettuces and vegetables and maybe some beans or chicken for your salad. And then you would shop for some soup to make for dinner. And then you would just pick up sushi or take out one of the other nights if you wanted to. So pretty simple. And at the beginning, it's going to be a little bit harder and more difficult, especially if you're new to this. So be patient with yourself and know that planning ahead is only going to make things much simpler. And after a period of time, it will become intuitive, and you won't have to, you won't be feeling frustrated or overwhelmed anymore as feeling now. So planning ahead of time only saves you time and conditions you so that over time you will be able to choose your foods and prepare your week of meals intuitively. Okay, so that was tip number two, plan ahead of time. And then the third thing that you can do that will make eating healthy so, so, so simple and quick and easy is to be consistent. And this is one of my favorite tips for eating healthy, because being consistent means that you don't have to recreate the mold every week. So like what I was just saying about what you know, planning ahead and deciding what you're going to eat that week, if you do that, that same plan every week, and you're consistent with it, think about how much easier it's going to be rather than recreating the mold every week. Now, there are two problems with this. Right up front, I know people are going to say, one, well, I don't like eating the same thing every day. And the second problem that I know some of you are going to say are, well, aren't you supposed to get a variety of food in your diet? So yes, both of those are viable, or both of those are important to consider. And if you do not like eating the same thing every day, then maybe what you want to do is to get a few different smoothie recipes going. Maybe you do strawberry banana one morning, maybe you do chocolate banana the next morning, maybe you do a blueberry hemp seed shake the next morning. And all those recipes are on the blog at clubtvyh.com, and they're also on robinshirley.com. That's my personal website, robinshirley.com, under the recipes tab. I have a ton of smoothie recipes there. So maybe you just do a few different flavors of smoothies, or maybe you switch it up and, you know, one or two mornings you do oatmeal or scrambled eggs instead, so that you can kind of get a different flavor in there. And then you kind of decide what days you're going to do that and keep it the same every week. So you think, okay, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are my smoothie days. Then Thursday is my oatmeal day and Friday is my scrambled egg day. So it's just your body knows what to expect. Your mind knows what to expect. And you know what to expect when you're grocery shopping. You know what to get. And everything just becomes a little bit easier. Same thing with lunches. You just apply the same concept from breakfast to lunch. And then the same thing for dinner. But again, dinner already is probably going to be different every night of the week, especially if you've got other people involved in the cooking, or if you have leftovers, or if you have things to use up in the fridge, or if you go to get takeout, you can get a different thing each night. So by consistency, I mean that you have a routine going that you can depend on mentally and physically when you're grocery shopping and when you're eating and when you're pulling things out of the fridge, so it becomes intuitive. And maybe even you alternate weeks, so that one week you do one particular set of meals, and then the next week you do another set of meals, and then the third week you go back to week one, and the fourth week you go back to week two. So these are all ways to be consistent and have a routine going. And again, remember, whenever you're thinking about how to take back your health and you're implementing habits, it's all long-term commitment and dedication and effort is what gets you results. So we're talking a month here to get your routine going, or 2 weeks, and then you duplicate that 2 weeks the next 2 weeks, and you've got a routine going. And if you stick with that for a few months, you're going to see results, especially if you're using Take Back Your Health recipes from our blog or recipes from robinshirley.com. Then you've got recipes that are designed to help you have more energy and lose weight and decrease your inflammation. So all those recipes are going to automatically help you take back your health. And if you implement them into your daily routine, then you're going to have a lot of success. So the three tips for making it very quick and easy to eat healthy are: number one, eat simple foods with not a lot of preservatives or additives or flavorings. Two, plan ahead of time so that you don't get to the grocery store wondering what you're going to buy, and so that you don't end up not knowing what you're going to eat for any meal. So you want to plan ahead of time so you know what you're eating and what you're going to buy at the store. Consistency is the third tip, and that means to get into a routine of eating the same meals and having a small grouping of recipes that you return to every week for your smoothies or for your salads or for your soups or your dinners. And you rotate those out if you need to get some different flavors. But in general, you're eating, from a smaller selection of recipes so that you don't get overwhelmed and confused and you don't have to go recreate a new shopping list every week. So simple foods, plan ahead of time, and be consistent is all you need to do to make healthy eating easier and more effective. So I hope that was helpful. I'm going to write this up and post it to clubtbyh.com along with the recording of this episode, So you will be able to go back to it and refer to it as you're updating your eating plan. I also wanted to remind you guys that if you do want to get a personal consultation with me on nutrition, you can do that. Just email us at support@clubtbyh.com, and Club TBYH members get 50% off of an initial consultation. And please do remember to visit clubtbyh.com for the blog and all of the recipes and archived radio episodes. Thank you guys so much for listening in today. Again, this is Robin Shirley, and I hope you will listen in every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern for Take Back Your Health Radio, where I will share more resources, tips, and tricks for taking back your health. Have a wonderful week, everyone. We'll talk to you next time on Take Back Your Health Radio.